Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. This is supposed to be a great weekend for outdoor events, and it's still going to be. Just got to get through this bit. So hang in there. Hang in there, Madison. Hang in there, Wisconsin. Hang in there, area. Anyone that wanted to head out to some of these events, I'm going to highlight on today's program and encourage you to go out once things kind of settle down a little bit, or maybe you can go on now if you like the rain. Like, my daughter loves just standing out in the rain. So, you know, if you dig that, that's cool. Or if you got the proper attire, which most of us in Wisconsin probably do. You know, bring an umbrella, what have you. But anyway, yeah, not the ideal weather kicking off some of these events that we got going on in the area today. But we've got some good events, and, you know, it's going to clear up and things are going to be great. So I do want to remind you of some of the happenings in the area. We'll cover some things coming up here in the month of September. Welcome into the Solidarity Realty Studios here on University Ave. My pleasure to be here, be part of the Devil Radio team, the Civic Media team. It's been fun. It's been great doing this show and now to become more involved. And my role is evolving and changing too. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about that coming up during the program. But first, let's dig into some of these events. So let's look past the rain, look past that dark cloud that's out there now. Taste of Madison this weekend, huge event, okay? Lots going on there. A bunch of local businesses involved. It is a great time to get down to the Capitol and all of that and experience so much of what Madison brings. So anyway, that's happening. You can check out so much more there, but you guys know the lineup. I mean, there's music, there's tons of food, there's activities and all kinds of things down around the Capitol. It's an event that's, I think, 40 years now, 40th year of Taste of Madison. So real opportunity to experience a lot of different food, you know, all kinds of food down there as well. And if you enjoy that, of course, yeah, great place to get your fill of whatever you want, and then you can try a whole bunch of different things. Some other events that are taking place here this weekend. Don't forget that a couple weeks ago we featured Paola Art in the Park, which is also today and tomorrow. And that is local artists participating, showcasing their work. And again, as we talked with Jill a couple weeks ago, you know, you can check out some of these artists. You can have great conversations with them. And you can even talk about if you like their style, you like what they do, you want to create a customized piece. You can talk to the person face-to-face right there at Paoli Art in the Park this weekend. And you have opportunities to just chat with those artists and maybe make a piece that's one of a kind, can never be duplicated, special to you. And like Jill was talking about, you can incorporate family heirlooms, family pieces into that, because these artists are creative. They want to make something that encapsulates your vision. That's what you're going for. And so what a great opportunity this weekend for Paoli Art in the Park, another great event locally here to check out. Heading down the list, there's more. Okay, we got Taste of Madison, we got Paoli Art in the Park. Couple of reminders. Idea Fest. Okay, Chelsea was on with us a few weeks back as well. Idea Fest, September 12th through the 17th. Still opportunities to purchase tickets. There's live in-person events. There's virtual options. But IdeaFest really becoming that hub from Cap Times that brings a lot of the current issues, solutions, honest talk, big time, you know, commentators and people who have had great experiences kind of on a large level and bringing those ideas to Madison and to anyone that wants to participate in Cap Times Idea Fest. So again, Idea Fest, September 12th through the 17th, all kinds of activities. Like I said, you can find out a whole bunch more about the schedule online if you just search for Cap Times Idea Fest. So that's another one. I just want to plug that reminder because it comes up fast, right? I know we're just getting into Labor Day and just started September, but that's only a little more than a week away. So I want to put that on your radar too. And also thank Chelsea for her time and joining us on the program to tell us about that. The more current event that's getting a lot of buzz and a lot of attention around here and around the state is Labor Fest in Milwaukee. So Labor Fest on Labor Day and President Biden coming to town, coming to Milwaukee, coming to our home state, the Badger State, going to be there. There's going to be, of course, plenty of other people there as well to hear from. And Civic Media, Walk Radio, Devil Radio, our network, we will be there. We will have a presence on Labor Day at Labor Fest to bring information to our listeners. So, Crudy's going to be there. Earl's going to be there. Earl Ingram. If you don't know Earl's show, great show. Okay, you should check it out. Earl's fantastic. And if you don't live in the zone where it's played live over the radio, you got the app option. Or, of course, you can always check out the podcasts and the podcast versions of every show. And Earl's an incredible human being. Oh, my gosh. Amazing human being who has dedicated his life to the city of Milwaukee, making a difference, has my admiration because he's such a thoughtful and passionate person who approaches every situation with not just strength and integrity, but respect. Respect for different points of view, respect for the situation and different angles, and then ultimately, you know, wanting to show people what a different perspective might look like if you're coming at it from a different angle. And Earl gives you honest commentary every single day on WAUK 540 and the Shaw 101 FM. And then, of course, you can look up more information. You can find the podcasts right on civicmedia.us. So civicmedia.us for the podcast of all the shows, including this show, Let's Get Local, sponsored by Evolution Financial. Thank you, Evolution Financial and Sue Peck. You can find out more about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com. And we're trying to work with Easy Office Products as well to get them engaged in the program. And I think that's going to happen soon. My friend Rose over there at EZOP, incredible person. And talk a little bit more about that here, second segment. So those are some of the big regional events. Again, tune in on Monday for our live broadcast coverage sponsored by Chad's Design Build, one of our ad partners here, also sponsoring some of these special opportunities and special events. So a big thank you to Chad Spate and his team at Chad's Design Build for supporting our radio stations to get over to Labor Fest on Monday, have a presence, and Earl and Crudy being able to broadcast live from that event. Dane by Local itself has a number of events coming up, and I want to plug these too because I want to make sure you're aware. Most of these events are open to the community. Okay, so they're events for members and local business owners who are already members of Dane by Local. But if you're not a member of Dane by Local, you can still come. If you're a community member, you can come, and you're welcome. You are welcome to come. So here's the list of events coming up. September 13th is a breakfast meeting, the next Dane by Local breakfast meeting, and we would love to have people at the Dane County Humane Society for that meeting. More people there to enjoy some great conversation. There's going to be also opportunities to connect with local business owners and nonprofits, talk to the Humane Society themselves and representatives there, which is always a great opportunity. And then Liza and Kristen from the Empowered Caregivers are going to be the featured guests of the day, and they're going to talk to us about caregiving, what that means for employers, how that looks for the employees who might be caregivers and also trying to hold down a job, giving some great perspective on that. And I'm really looking forward to that presentation coming up at the Dane by Local breakfast meeting on September 13th. In addition to that, Dane by Local has the car show, which you've heard some, hopefully you heard some promos here on the station recently. Dane by Local's car show is September 17th, Saturday, September 17th. That is a free and open event. The breakfast also you can attend, but the car show, free and open event in Fitchburg at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. That one is sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, but there's going to be cars, there's going to be events for kids, really try to be family-friendly event. I've been guaranteed we're going to have great weather, and it's going to be an opportunity for you to come out, check out some cars, meet some great vendors and people. There's food there, wonderful food. Kids stuff, like I said, thanks to GHC. And we're going to be broadcasting this show, Let's Get Local, live from the car show for 2 hours, because Pizza Box has given me his hour that day, which I appreciate. Thank you, Pizza Box Mike. So from 11 till 1 on September 17th, I'll be on location at the Dane by Local car show broadcasting this program, Let's Get Local. So we all look forward to that too. In addition, a Dane by Local event that's coming up in October. And I only put this on your radar now because it's an evening event. People like to be able to plan for that stuff. October 12th is the Dane by Local Biz Awards, highlighting local businesses that are doing exceptional things, great businesses, but also great community activists, making an impact, supporting the local movement, the Buy Local movement, buying into that, supporting their other local businesses. Those are the type of businesses and nonprofits that are featured and highlighted and given awards at that event. It's a great event. There's food, opportunity to connect, of course, make those very important business connections and nonprofit connections and community connections at the Dane by Local Biz Awards on October 12th. So I am putting all of that on your radar because I want you to be able to dial in and tune in for that stuff. And, you know, put it on your calendar because we want to see you there. We want to see you there. You can find out all the information about it at danebylocal.com. So again, I encourage you, danebylocal.com. You can find out info on all those events I just mentioned. And yeah, it'd be great to see you there, no doubt. So those are all the events coming up that we have right now. We got a couple more events to plug when we come back here, but it's time for a break on Let's Get Local and on Devil Radio. So come on back here in just a minute. On the other side, we'll talk to you then. Here at the Devil Radio Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local each and every week. Glad to be here for you here on this Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Again, the big news with Labor Fest coming up. Great event in Milwaukee. President Biden coming to town and to our state. And Earl and Crudy going to be there noon to 3 p.m. broadcasting. In part, thanks to Chad's Design Build for allowing that live broadcast to take place on our airwaves on Monday, on Labor Day. So, a lot of fun there. A couple other events to get to before I transition here. Also, on September 17th, so I mentioned Dane by Local's car show, September 17th, which you should come out and enjoy and meet and connect with us and say hi if you're there, because I'll be broadcasting the show live, like I said, from 11 to 1 that day. But also on September 17th, MoveNat Madison has a grand reopening, and they've got some activities starting at 8 in the morning. So the way I'm looking at it is you could go to MoveNat Madison for the grand reopening, check out the space, meet Rock Hancock and some of the other people there, right? Meet the team. Get some good, get that blood pumping, blood flowing, get some activity in. And then head over to the car show for some great food and entertainment and fun. Sounds like a pretty good early day for your September 17th to me. Get that out in the morning, then head over to the car show after. Could be a fun day. And if you do head there, make sure you tell Rock that you heard about his event on Devil Radio at Move Nat Madison. So again, just look for Move Nat Madison. You can find out all about the event coming up there. There are a few other area events I wanted to mention that are actually next weekend. So again, we won't get a chance to talk to you before these events take place. So I did want to put those on your radar too. I know I'm getting to the radar a lot today. It's the weather theme. You see what I'm going with here? Anyway, sorry. I can't resist a terrible joke. In Cambridge, there is the high school Touch a Truck event, which is going to take place on September 10th. So next Saturday, September 10th, 10 a.m. to noon. It's free admission, raffle, prizes, deemed by local businesses participating in that over in Cambridge at the high school, at Cambridge High School. So September 10th, two-hour event. There's stuff for kids. It's great. You know, look at fire trucks, meet some of the people involved over there. And that is at Cambridge High School. Touch a Truck event, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. next Saturday. The other event that I wanted to highlight today is in Cross Plains. So the fall weekend at Enchanted Valley Acres looks like a ton of fun. Zip down giant slides, corn mazes, wagon rides, all of that taking place over in Cross Plains on the west side. And that's a two-day event. That's September 10th and September 11th. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can do both events. The event in Cambridge, 10 a.m. to 12 on the 10th. And then you can head to the west side of the county in Cross Plains and check out the Enchanted Valley Acres and the fun fall weekend there at Enchanted Valley Acres. So again, lots of area of fun as we get into fall. I love fall. It's my favorite time of year, favorite type of weather. I know other people don't like to let go of summer, but I certainly do. I grew up on the lake shore on a little town on Lake Michigan, and it was never very hot there. So when we get the hot summer weather, not a huge fan of it. My body still hasn't conditioned to it. So I really prefer, my wheelhouse is the fall weather. Absolutely love it. And so much fun going on with these events in the fall. So as we talked about these events, and we mentioned Labor Fest a couple times, you know, we have some of our incredible ad partners that help make those things possible. And so now I want to talk to you from my standpoint here with Civic Media and Devil Radio. Yes, I'm the host of this show, but as a bigger role, I am working with our advertising partners, with our local businesses and other ad partners that want to work with us. And my job is to connect with them and also make sure that we are doing our best for them. And that is my promise to anybody that works with Devil Radio and works with us as the accounts manager here in Madison. And I'm also working on digital marketing pieces, but helping those businesses succeed. You know, I love to feature businesses on the show. That's the whole point of this show, is to highlight that, to get the word out about all these wonderful businesses and organizations in our community that otherwise don't get enough of the spotlight put on them. And in the process of that, telling those stories, helping remind you to think local first, helping you to go local, buy local, be local, like I say, every week. And also making sure that those individuals feel supported and can succeed and can stick around and can have a successful business and continue to follow their passions and also create local jobs and have local teams and people that are engaged. Like, the more connected we are, the more supported we are together, the stronger our local economy is. We've talked about this in the past. And also we work together to all succeed and elevate. And that's my goal. That's my goal with this show. That's my goal with working with our advertising partners here on the station and on the Civic Media Network. So if you own a business, if you frequent a business and know the owner, please help share that message. Please understand that message and realize that That's my commitment to you. That's my goal. That's what I want to be. And that's also what our station wants to be. We want to connect you to your community, because that community connection equals business, equals people that will support you, want to work with your business, want to buy your products and services, and also form a relationship with you. Because that feels a lot better, purchasing that way, getting what you want, items you want, services you want, and having all that take place. And then basically, you get a lot more out of that than going over to Walmart or wherever and picking up something and having no connection to the business you're shopping with or supporting. So I am encouraging you to consider us. Consider working with me. I would love the opportunity to connect and work with you 100%. Be good. Stay good. I'll be back on the other side of the break with some interviews with some guests. Thanks for checking out this program. Thanks for listening to Devil Radio. And welcome back to the second half of the program here on Let's Get Local, Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Ave. Rain's clearing through and we're going to have ourselves a great weekend. Lots of activities like I mentioned here during the first half of the show. Second half, we're going to get back to featuring some local businesses, and I have opportunities to connect with a couple of businesses that are really unique and different and fun. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to hear from some of these individuals right now. Right now, security for our buildings, for our homes, big issue. And those are things that we need to make sure that are safe, because there's some shenanigans going on. So we talked to Renee, some of the experts at Pulse Automation and Security. And Renee Mirabal now joins us on the program. Thanks for taking time for us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm really well.
So your business is in the area. You work locally. You're a Dane by Local member. Tell us about Pulse Automation and Security, how you got started and why.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're based out of beautiful Sun Prairie. We're right on Main Street next to the Quick Trip here in town, which is handy for me since I'm a big fan of them. But I've been in this business all my life. Literally in high school, I was helping relatives stop the blinking clock on their VCRs. And it's progressed ever since then. Nowadays, I'm more of a computer and IT expert, because everything that we install and do connects to the network in some way. And so what we do is we install home technology and home and business security systems that can enhance your safety, enhance your health, and benefit your overall happiness too.
So you've always been a techie, huh?
All my life. I definitely consider myself a geek.
Well, that's certainly needed, as you mentioned, in today's day and age. It's good to have those skills and that pursuit of constant evolution in that industry, because there's so many things that change all the time. Tell us a little bit about some of the more serious things. You know, right now, security and surveillance is really important. There's a lot of things happening in our world. There are threats all the time. People are really reaching out about those services.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, there's some shenanigans happening out there, and we definitely like to help our friends and neighbors in our local community with that. And sometimes people are looking for someone that's local who has a local phone number that doesn't have to go through a calling queue to get to someone. We offer security and surveillance systems for homes and business at every different price range. We are a Ring authorized partner, which means we can self-serve and install Ring products, which a lot of folks are already familiar with. And then we have some professional grade products as well. One of our favorite brands is from Honeywell, which a lot of people already know that name. They've been around for over 100 years. They probably already have a Honeywell thermostat on your wall, but they offer a really beautiful all-in-one security and home automation system that we absolutely love.
We're talking with Renee over at Pulse Automation and Security. The website is pulse-automation.com, pulse-automation.com. You can find out all about their services there. Renee, you do a lot. You do the security surveillance. There's a lot to your services, though. Home automation is something. There's a lot of advancements that have taken place recently. Tell us about some of the gadgets people are putting in their homes.
Primarily, what we try to do is help folks get rid of the 6 or 7 different apps that they have on their phone to control their house. So what we try to do is simplify that life for everyone and kind of get everyone on one app if we can. Honeywell is a really great solution for that. There are several manufacturers that do a nice job of that. But as a systems integrator, and that's what we're officially called, our job is to get everything in your home or business working harmoniously together to help benefit your home and business life. So that's really what we do as an integrator and an automation specialist. But yeah, there are, you know, your home is smart nowadays. And when you come in, it can automatically sense and know that you're there. Lights can turn on, the alarm system can turn off. And there's just a lot of great benefits to that.
And when you look at some of those projects for homes, you work on new homes and new builds, obviously, but you guys also do retrofit work too, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I've been in this business for over 30 years, as I mentioned at the top of the show. And I've seen it all, done it all. Primarily, I would say probably 50% of our business is in new home construction. And then the other half is in retrofit for both business and residential clients.
And with your business clients, looking at them, I mean, a lot of offices, there are very different types of buildings out there, very different type of office setups and spaces. What kind of solutions do you find? And do you always find a solution regardless of the space?
Yeah, there's something for everyone and at any kind of price range. Almost every commercial client we work with starts with security and surveillance, but that ends up growing into, you know, audio, video, or work in their conference room. We install video displays and video monitors. We do a lot of networking, so we help folks and businesses with their Wi-Fi and their internet speed and connections. So we have something for everyone.
I love that. I know as people's offices have changed, and especially the more we're using some of the digital platforms to connect, those type of things are very crucial for business as well these days, as well as us in our homes. So it's great that we have a partner in Pulse Automation and Security for things like that. Renee, I know you mentioned you've been in the industry for many, many years, more than 30 years. Why did you decide to focus your efforts in this specifically, working in automation and security for homes and businesses?
The biggest joy that I have is the smile on customers' faces when, you know, at the end of the project, we get to crank up the surround sound system, we get to turn up music, when we make people feel a little bit more safe at home. That is by far the overall. But, you know, honestly, my greatest joy is just helping people understand this home technology and these new things that are coming out at lightning speed now. It's my biggest job, for me is like keeping up with what's going on. So I do a lot of seminars, webinars, trainings to keep up with that stuff. And my biggest joy is helping people understand technology.
I would have to think that would be a very, satisfying feeling and fulfilling feeling to be able to take a person who was previously frustrated by all of this stuff, and now it's easy and works for them.
Yep, absolutely.
We're talking with Renee, one of the owners over at Pulse Automation Security in Sun Prairie, but they work all around the area. Renee, where do you guys serve currently? Where will you all work and provide services?
Yeah, all of Southern Wisconsin is really our market. So if there's a need, we'll go that way.
Tell us as well about these central vacuum systems. I was looking on your website. I thought that seems really interesting. Could I get my kids to vacuum more if it was a central system? Tell us about it.
Yeah, they're still around. It's a really phenomenal product, actually. A lot of people have never heard of central vacuum or maybe saw one at their grandmother's house back in the day. But it's still the best way to keep your home's air clean. So if there's anyone with breathing issues, asthma, breathing-related issues in a home, no matter how much you spend on an upright vacuum, it will never get the air or keep the air as clean as a central vacuum system. And because all of the dirt, air particles travel through the pipes to a motor that's located out in the garage or down in the basement, all of that gets filtered and trapped, so it's really not picking up anything in the room. And they're very affordable, actually. So they work best in new home construction, but we have retrofit a couple of systems, and it's just so great for the health of your home's air and quality.
I love the diversity of what you guys do. We're talking with Renee, Pulse Automation Security. The website is pulse-automation.com, pulse-automation.com. You can find them online by searching as well. Renee, what are some of the best ways to connect with you? People are looking for services. Is it best to just check your website, call, email? What's the best?
Yeah, of course, you can reach us by phone at 608-455-8810. But hey, as a tech company, we're also all over social media. You can find me on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the usuals. And we even got a TikTok page now.
TikTok. Wow. All right. that sounds
hip and trendy.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Renee, quickly before we go, tell us a little bit about how people have the opportunity to schedule your services. Are you scheduling very far out right now? Can they get you soon? What's the timeline?
Yeah, the need is great. So we're booked out about 30 days right now. But the sooner you call and get in the queue, the better. We take appointments over our website or by phone, and we do free on-site consultations. And part of that service is having me come out to your property personally at no cost to you. And we custom engineer a solution for every single client based on their needs, based on their budget, lifestyle.
Thanks again to Renee from Pulse Automation and Security. We're trying to keep our businesses and homes safe and providing that service here right out of Sun Prairie, but all around South Central Wisconsin. Look forward to working and growing with the Pulse Automation and Security team here as well. And we thank them for being a member of Dane by Local. So as we head into the next break, we want to play a little more Stevie. It's going to be all Stevie today. A little Counter Void off the top and then Stevie the rest of the way. But we'll be back to talk with Mary Jane Connor of Busy Busy here in just a minute.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it.
Final segment now for you on Let's Get Local here this week. Thanks again for tuning in each and every week on the Devil Radio app, or maybe you're streaming at devilradio927.com, or the traditional ways, 92.7 FM or WTTN 1580 AM. Great local businesses all around. Man, there's so many. I love helping tell their stories and getting them to tell their stories. And one person that's fun to talk to always is Mary Jane Connor, who used to have her own business and then caught on at Busy Busy. And she is helping lead that organization, teaming up with Candy and really kind of contributing to it. And Mary Jane's a great person. Really happy to have her on the program. One of these things, you weren't fully with Busy Busy, so I'm glad you're on the team. How are things going over there?
Great. Busy Busy is a wonderful place to be. We have a lot of fun. We have a great and growing team. And it's been really just a great learning experience for myself to help grow this small business.
So talk to us about Busy Busy. For our listeners who maybe haven't encountered you or don't know what that is, tell them about the business and the philosophy.
So Busy Busy has a very unique methodology called the one-day website. We're a design and creative website design and creative agency located on the east side of Madison. So I'll start there. But what really sets us apart is not our suite office, but our unique methodology. And it is, like I said, it's called one day. So we do one-day websites, meaning we can build a website for our customers in one day. And we do that by doing it in real time with you, with our clients. So we all get on a Zoom call with a developer, a designer, a writer, and a creative director, and we basically collaborate on your website all day. And so we take out all of those annoying emails where you're kind of wait to see a color change, and then you wait like a week to see a color change, and then you're like, no, I don't like it. But we wait a week in the meantime for you to tell us you don't like it. So then it takes 2 weeks to make a color change. And so we take that all out because you can see that color change immediately. You're like, no, I don't like that. So I love the process. I came on to Busy Busy 2 years ago. I was a subcontractor before that. And I was already kind of working like this, like just ended up working in coffee shops with people being like, well, let's just like hash out your logo a little bit. Saw that Candy had this like system and methodology already worked out, already like in the trademark process. And was like, can I get in? Like, how do I get into this? This I get to be an artist. I'm collaborating with people. And then the client is just so fun to work with. Like it's just always new. It's always fun. And you always feel super accomplished at the end of the day.
We're talking with Mary Jane Connor over at Busy Busy. The website is busybusycreative.com. Let's talk a little bit, Mary Jane, about your clients. So I know there's a big focus on working with local businesses too. Tell us how rewarding and how much fun that is.
I can't really compare it to much else because I have been local business focused and local like organization focused pretty much my whole life. But what I can say, the reason that I like it and the reason it's rewarding is because we are creating a community. Like business is central in a community, and the nonprofits and all of the structure and opportunities they provide. So working with small businesses and seeing the kind of great ideas that are being put out into our community is really exciting, really fulfilling. And I feel like I'm really in the know of what's happening, which I really like as well, to be able to know what new businesses are coming up or if I need a certain service, I know who's around and I can refer. And it's just a great feeling to be a part of that community, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the process that's really fun that I would assume is as well, you're with the decision makers, right? So like you just talked about previously, the process of the one day website and how you can make those determinations and decisions and all of that. You're working with the person who directly is investing in this business and can make those decisions and say yes or no right on the spot.
Absolutely. And another part of it that is unique, I think, with the one day methodology and working in like real time with somebody for 9 hours. Our typical one day website is a full 9 hour day. You really go through it all. You used to come in all fresh and like, we're here to go. And by the end of the day, everybody's tired. You get a little cranky and like, you know, we don't really, but everybody's worn out. By the end of the day, the clients are like, oh my gosh, like, how do you do this? And when I started, I literally had like back, like I would get down and have to do like some pretty significant yoga stretches. And now I'm totally conditioned and can sit in my chair as long as I need to. Sometimes I stand up but you really go through something with them. And so you feel you build a relationship during that day that's more fulfilling than I think a string of emails that just leave everybody frustrated. So that's another nice point.
Yeah, the efficiency, I think, of both sides, I'm sure, is much appreciated. And like you said, it's work, but it's, you know, it's efficient work. So that's always a good thing. Mary Jane, tell us a little bit about some of the other services of Busy Busy. I know the one day website is central, but you guys do other things too.
Yeah, we do one day branding, so we can create a logo, work with you on your mission, vision, values, set up your brand colors. And then we give you all of the logos you need and some brand guidelines to take with you to really start communicating your business in a consistent and coherent manner, which is my favorite thing to work on. I was not saying that sarcastically. And we also have the one day SEO. So obviously we know that search engine optimization, that's what SEO stands for, is a long game, but we can do some great research with you if your website, if it wasn't built by us, and you need some of that back-end search engine optimization to get you going, we help out with that. We also do a one-day digital where we kind of just look at your whole digital footprint and think of ideas that can maybe bring people to your site more and keep them there longer, like lead generation, fun sort of quizzes or forms or interactive ways for people to stay on your website longer. And then I am really excited about our one-day startup package, which includes a logo and a like Wix landing page. We typically build on WordPress, but Wix is a great place to start out, especially if you need to make some edits on your own. WordPress, you can also do that, but Wix is just incredibly user-friendly. So we work with you on your brand colors, your logo, maybe if we have time, kind of try to get to that mission, vision, values component, and then set you up to launch your business. So you would have, you know, like I said, you have your logo, your colors, and a web landing page that you can direct people to right away.
I love that. Yeah, that's fantastic for someone trying to get started. And that's, you know, to get that online presence and get it done quickly and looking professionally, I think is critical for the start. Because otherwise, if you're trying to start your business, that's what you're focused on, right? Isn't that what your customers say? They want to focus on their business, not all the other stuff.
Right. Absolutely. They have to worry about if they're creating product, making sure they have enough product. If they're a service-based industry, like we work with a lot of, or solo psychologists or therapists, you know, and like they need to concentrate on their clients and setting up their programs and not necessarily designing a website, particularly if you have no experience with it.
Fair enough. We're talking with Mary Jane Connor over at Busy Busy. The website is busybusycreative.com. Mary Jane, I know there's a lot of things people can do creatively on social media, and you guys can help with guidance there. Tell us about your approach on social media for your customers. You guys can do as much as needed, sometimes maybe more for some customers. Some customers maybe like to do some of their own thing, but you can help direct them, right?
Yeah, we do have a one-day social where we work on creating a social media strategy with you, and we provide graphics and maybe some example copy that you could use, example posts. We work with you on a posting schedule, looking at analytics and research, and we are in the process of considering doing some social media management as well. Right now, we don't do that, but we might be soon.
Always growing and changing and trying to meet the needs. That's what I see from the team at Busy Busy. Well, Mary Jane Connor, thanks for your time today, for talking to us about Busy Busy. The website again is busybusycreative.com. That's Mary Jane Connor. Say hi to Candy for me too, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much for having us on.
Busybusycreative.com is the website. Again, Mary Jane, Candy, the team over there can create a website for you in one day for your business, for your organization. Fantastic team, collaborative effort, and what a process they have. They've got it down. We'll just say that about Busy Busy. Again, thank you for tuning in. Check out all those events that we talked about. And don't forget about the Labor Fest broadcasts with Earl and Crudy, brought to you by Chad's Design Build, again coming up on Monday from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, and President Biden coming to the Badger State. Wrapping up this week's show, so glad that you were along for it. We really appreciate your time, appreciate you being with us and listening to Devil Radio. One quick note, Pizza Box and I, as Pizza Box is coming up next, we talk about sports once in a while. I've checked in on the Dueling Tangents with a Packer report. I'm a big sports junkie kind of person. Huge Packers fan, Bucks fan. And I've done a show on YouTube with my brother for a couple years now. And that is coming to these fine airwaves on Friday next week. So listen for promos on that. Join me for some Packer talk and some other nonsense and some family airing of the grievances. It'll be fun. Catch you next week for more Let's Get Local. When you check it-